word mobile to 81199. My next guest is the kind of guy who usually gets called a man who needs no introduction. So, I'm not going to give him one. All right, then. It's Norman Cook.
Pete Tong's In New Music We Trust.
So once again, we find ourselves in salubrious surroundings. We've been invited around the house of Mr. Norman Cook, so thanks for inviting us.
Thanks for coming.
It's a nice view. Firstly, give us a short history of Norman Cook.
Well, I'll give you an abridged version of the long one. I started DJing in punk days. It was a hobby, not a profession. Playing in nightclubs when I turned about 18, which is around the time of Planet Rock. Then an old mate of mine from school said I got this band called The House Martins. So I moved up to Hull for 3 years and did that. And then all my mates who've been, like, sort of cold cutting people were suddenly having hits. So I left The House Martins and came back to that. And then reinvented myself as a remixer. Then Beats International, then Freak Power, then Pizza Man, then Mighty Dubcats, then Cheeky Boy, then Fatboy Slim.
What is this about this alter ego thing? Is this a shyness, or is this...
It's hiding behind different names. I mean, my picture is never on any of the sleeves, whether it's Fatboy Slim or Freak Power. I've never had my picture on the sleeves. I'm never in the videos for them. It sort of started that I could make different styles of records. I'd make tracks and at the end think, is that a Freak Power track or a Dubcats track or a Pizza Man track?
Do you know when you're writing a hit?
Only once. Rockefeller Skank. It's the first time, because normally when you finish mixing a tune, you've heard it about 100 times in the space of 24 hours and you never want to hear it again and you can't remember what was good about it. But Rockefeller Skank was the first one where me and my engineer, when we finished it, we listened to it back and went, actually, that sounds like a hit.
In New Music We Trust.
Enjoy it most nowadays, being in the studio, producing, remixing, DJing, running the label, being on stage for the big parties.
It's really nice to be able to chop and change. Like, some days I'll do 2 hours of A&R for Southern Fried, and then when I get bored, I'll, you know, go into the studio and do something. At the moment, I'm really enjoying the studio because over the summer, you play pretty much every weekend, you know, between the festivals and all the beach parties. So I've just come off the road after... Well, we started the campaign for the greatest hits on Bondi Beach on New Year's Eve and finished with the closing parties, which that's like about 9 months. So at the moment, I'm really enjoying, you know, just mucking about in the studio. Be a lot of this kind of... There's going to be a lot of Norman remixes coming out over the next few months.
So you've kind of taken DJing live to another level. What do you think it makes a superstar DJ? Do you think of yourself as a DJ? You've been in a band when you walk out on stage.
Well, I think having been in bands, you learn a lot more showcraft than people who've just sat in their bedrooms and learned how to mix. So, but also I've got that kind of vaudeville show off element in me. And also it's just like I wanted to take it further. You know, there's only so far you can take. Especially when you get asked to play Glastonbury, you know, and the main stage, not the dance tent, you want to make the show bigger, and we've been sort of investigating different ways of doing that. I still do what I do, which is DJing, but we just try and make the rest of the show bigger. I've employed a load of people who are good with the visuals and the setup, and, you know, and just the razzmatazz and me show off, basically.
And working on anything at the moment, apart from looking forward to New Year's Day? Let's just make this clear. So, you have to have a Brighton postal address to get a ticket, and even if you had one now, you can't get a ticket.
Yeah.
So, 20,000 people lucky enough to get tickets.
Yeah. There's something about having a party on a beach that isn't the same as dancing in a field or in a nightclub.
Is there an artist album in the offing? Is the juices flowing?
The juices are flowing, but not as Fatboy Slim. I'm taking a bit. After 10 years and 5 albums, And also, I'm not quite sure what the Fatboy Slim album sound like. But at the moment, I'm just finishing off a musical with David Byrne and some film soundtrack work, which I did a lot of work in Cuba with these Cuban musicians. And at the moment, I'm working with Danny Elfman on a Disney film.
Looks like 2007 will be a fun year.
Yeah, but a quiet one for Fatboy. I'm not going to do all the festivals. I think I'm doing Glastonbury and that's it.
Norman, thank you.
Well, thanks for having us.
Pete Tong's in New Music We Trust. Everybody lost, looking to get found. Know it when they hear the champion sound. Works like a magnet on the people all around. Know it when they hear the champion sound. Anybody loving music up in your town. Know it when they hear the champion sound. Love it when they hear the champion sound. Need it when they hear the champion. Watch out! Take you on a wild dream, flow through the bloodstream. Baby, it will make you fly. Work out the meaning, you got the feeling. Baby, we can get so high. Switch into the meltdown, fry like you zoned out. Gonna make you overflow. Give out to get back. Tell me, do you feel that? Flip out on overload. Anybody lost, looking to get found. Know it when they hear the champion sound. Like a magnet on the channel around. Know it when they hear the champion sound. Anybody loving music up in your town. Know it when they hear the champion sound. Love it when they hear the champion sound. Need it when they hear the champion. Look out! Gripping on the good stuff. Fixed with your head rush. Baby, hit me up right there. Soak up the sunshine. Digging up the soul, man. Maybe we can ride on there. Switch into the meltdown, float like you zoned out. Gonna make you come alive. Give out to get back. Tell me, do you feel that? Baby, we can get so champion sound. Works like a magnet on the people all around. Know it when they hear the champion sound. Anybody loving music up in your town. Know it when they hear the champion sound. Love it when they hear the champion sound. Need it when they hear the champion. Watch out! La, la, la.
And many, many thanks for inviting us round your house, mate. Anytime. And don't miss the show next week, by the way, when we'll be rewinding...